In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today is the anniversary of the infamous Roe versus Wade decision. And so we as a church in the United States on this day have a day of prayer and penance that this great injustice will be undone, and that once again our brothers and sisters who happen to be in the womb will enjoy the full legal protections that every other human being who lives in this country has, and not just those who live in this country, but that every other human being is entitled to by the very virtue of them being a human being, because innocent human life is sacrosanct. You know, when we read the Old Testament, oftentimes when we read the commandments, we hear, "Thou shalt not kill," and that's not an accurate translation. The accurate translation is, "Thou shalt not murder." And what do we mean by murder? The unjustified taking of an innocent human life. Because there are times when, you know, killing is justified and it is not murder. So, for example, if you happen to kill someone by accident and not through negligence, you have not committed a sin. You know, it's a tragedy, but it's not a sin. If you kill someone while defending yourself using proportionate means, you have not committed a sin. You're defending yourself. Similarly, a policeman who justifiably kills in the pursuit of his duties does not commit murder. Neither does a soldier in war. And neither does the state when they execute a criminal in accord with a just law. The church teaches that that is permissible, but here's the part, people, not required. You know, you don't have to have the death penalty, but you can. And the argument these days is whether we need it or not, or whether it's, you know, good or not. And there's you can come down on either side. But with regards to innocent human life within the womb, it is precisely that. It is innocent. There is nothing a child in the womb can do to deserve death. Absolutely nothing. You know, a child can't be a raving, in the womb cannot be a raving chainsaw maniac that you have to defend yourself from. A child cannot commit a capital crime, and so on and so forth. You know, there's no reason to kill a child within a womb. Now, sometimes people bring up a hard case, you know, like, you know, a medical case. Well, we have to kill the child to save the mother's life. You know how infrequent that is? And even in those very statistically insignificant cases, it is almost always possible to work to save both the mother and the child. And even when it isn't, you cannot kill someone who is innocent so that someone else can live. And that is something we should all be very grateful for, because I dare to say that for all of us in here, there's probably someone more valuable in the world. And let's, you know, if it were possible to kill someone to save someone else, they could go up to you and go, "You know, this Nobel Prize winning scientist, he needs a heart transplant, and your heart just happens to match his, so we're going to kill you and take your heart and give it to him." We don't do that. You know, we don't play God and say someone who is innocent is less valuable. Similarly, we don't step back and say, "Well, you know, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but I support your right to choose." We don't do that with any other crime. Do we say, I personally am opposed to child molestation, but I support your right to molest children? Do we say, I'm personally opposed to racism, but, you know, if you want to be a racist pig, go ahead? We don't do that, because, you know, when something's wrong, it's wrong. And particularly when it involves the life of another human being, we can't support the right to choose. It's a crime, and it has been recognized as a crime throughout all of history, up until the last 40-odd years. Now, people may say, "Well, this is politics." Well, yeah, sometimes morality and politics intersect. This is not mere partisan politics, though. You could have said at the time of the Civil War that slavery was just an issue of politics. No, it was more than that. It was an issue of human dignity. The same thing with the civil rights struggle in the 60s. Was there something political involved? Yes, but there was something more than political. The recognition of the inherent dignity of every person, regardless of the color of their skin. And so, you know, we as Catholics don't have a choice when it comes to this. We have to be 100% opposed to abortion. And not just abortion, but the other threats to innocent human life, such as embryonic stem cell research, which involves aborting, you know, creating a fetus and then killing it in order for research. You know, that is just so many levels of evil, you know, I can't imagine it. And I don't care what disease you might be able to cure through it. It's, you don't kill someone in order to provide a cure for disease. Or euthanasia. You know, we don't kill sick people. We don't kill people who are less beautiful or less intelligent or disabled because we want the perfect master race. You know, they tried that back in Germany in the 30s, and it didn't work too well for anyone, did it? Now, we also need to be careful that we don't try to engage in what's called the seamless garment, which is, well, everything is a life issue. No, it's not. There are some things which may impact on the quality of human life, but not the existence of human life. And we have to realize that, you know, there's a gulf of difference between a quality of life issue and an existence of human life issue, such as the sanctity of innocent human life. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.